start by saying our names and today's date. Your name?
Sister Mary Clovis Roy.
I'm Sister Sally Witt, and what date is this?
September the 24th.
I remember the year mostly, but not the date.
In connection with our community's history, I'd like to ask you about some of your own background, getting to know our sisters. Where are you from?
I'm from Altoona, and I'm largely a public school product. I had 3 years with the Sisters of Charity at the Cathedral School in Altoona. And then I met Sister Myers, and she was such a jovial, congenial person. I thought, well, that's the kind of people I would like to live with. So I became a Sister of St. Joseph, and some of them said I'm a renegade.
Charity, mm-hmm. In fun?
Not exactly. I had two cousins in charities, weren't pleased. Became a Sister of St. Joseph. My people never liked it. They couldn't see why I came so far from home.
Did they get used to it after a while?
Not too much. Mm-hmm.
Were you from Cathedral Parish in Altoona?
At that time. Now we have a parish, St. Teresa's, but out in our district. Using what you call Fairview. It was a suburb of Altoona, and wasn't in the city. I can remember when we had no indoor plumbing. I remember when the first trolley came out there, and we had oil lamps or coal stove. We polished those globes that you had for the oil lamps. We walked several miles to school every day. It kept us well. We liked it.
What school did you go to? Besides Cathedral?
I went to the Fairview, which was just around the corner, elementary school. And then when we were old enough to receive the sacrament, she went down to the Catholic school. Grades 6, 7, and 8. I was only with the Sisters of Charity 3 years.
And then what about high school?
And of course, I went to the Altoona, it's called the Altoona High School then. It's called the Altoona Area School now. But, in a way, we became acquainted with everybody in the city because it was the only high school. The Catholic high schools were just starting in 1920. They had began teaching Latin and algebra in the grade school, about the 8th grade. Then later on they opened high schools. I think among the first to graduate from Catholic high school were about 1930.
In Altoona?
But yes, the only Catholic educational facility was at Mount Aloysius and Crescent. But I have three sisters, and we're all about the same age. My father couldn't afford to send us there. Many of them didn't refuse to go to high school because they said, if you lose your faith, you'd be ruined. My father couldn't see that. He said he wanted his daughters to have more than he had. He came from Canada at 18. He was a French Canadian. And he wasn't interested in us losing education because what might happen to us. He had some strange ideas. I know my sister. He didn't want us to take commercial courses. He wanted no daughter of his in an office of a man.
So you took academics?
Yes, throughout. And in those days when you signed up for academics, it was 4 years Latin, 4 years math. They didn't stress history, social sciences, quite so much as they do now. You had chiefly ancient history, then medieval and modern, And some of us took American history in the senior year. It wasn't a must. But all the academic courses demanded 4 years Latin.
Well, then you were preparing for college. Did the four of you attend college?
Oh, no. Almost, you chose a course, commercial or academic, and that's all there was to it. But we all obtained nice positions right after. My two sisters worked for, I have a twin sister. She and my older sister worked for the Penn Elect, which just went off strike recently. And the boys went to war, and I went to the Pennsylvania Railroad Company. We were lucky, but that's a way, way back.
Probably. Were railroads bigger in Alpena?
Oh, my, yes. The prevailing industry. And it's sad to see the change there now.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to ask about, like some of the changes that you've seen in Alpena as you've gone back through the years.
Well, really, it's amazing the number of changes.
Did your father work for
the railroad? Yes, he did, for the railroad company. I'll tell you, he was a French-Canadian, spoke broken English, and he was a Catholic, and he never was promoted.
Because of that?
Well, yes, it was like the Irish. Remember, they had posters, no Irish may apply. But they never favored anyone. The Masons controlled everything. The Masonic Order, they were in control in Alton at that time.
Do you think they still are?
I couldn't say. I remember one time when I was home for Christmas, we were in a very bigoted community, too. And but after I ended my own home, those same people, but they become friendly and make the biggest fuss over me. They all came to see me. And this one man, they were wondering who would take me see. We stayed at the convent at night, we weren't permitted. And they were wondering which one was going to take me over. He said, I'll take it over. And he said, imagine my friends when they see Bill Cole riding a Catholic sister back to the convent.
Why do you think they did that?
I think it was just a bigoted neighborhood. I remember they would throw candles in our yard and say, oh, we thought you'd bless them. Just bigger. There are about three Catholic families in the neighborhood. And even that girl who, whose family, and she herself was slurs like that, you know. I remember she said to my sister, and she's about a year older than my sister, she said, that was after we started to the parochial school. Oh, you get down to that old Catholic school where they learn nothing but prayer. She said, well, I learned enough to keep a grade ahead of you anyhow.
Was this one of your friends?
Yes, a neighbor. And now she's a very good friend of ours. We have become broader. I can remember when our neighbors had what they called them, strawberry festivals out on the lawn. All the Protestant churches around had them. But we couldn't go to them because that would be aiding a heretical church. So we were narrow too. You could see it on both sides.
Do you think the Masons were connected with the Pennsylvania Railroad Company at all?
Oh my, yes. And there was a belief that they really controlled the world. They had a special way of shaking hands that they knew immediately you were a Mason. Your brother. You were a brother. Oh my, yes. And I can remember a Catholic boy applied for a job in the bank, and they asked him his religion. He said that the First Church of Christ, and that he was a Catholic. So he got the job. I don't know whether they found out later, but my sister was in line for a scholarship. She was high on the honor roll. And the principal called her into the office and talked to her time after time. And so one day he said to her, "Didn't I see you in church Sunday?" She said, "No, you didn't see me." She said, "I'm a Catholic." And he never called in to talk to her after that. He wanted her to go to Hood College, and of course it was a secular college, and my brother talked it down. So she didn't go to any college. A few years ago, some of our sisters had the notion that they were too, should not take commercial in our schools because a college woman would get a college man. She would tell them and encourage them to drop commercial and take academics.
Did your sister get a college man?
No, my twin sister married. My twin sister married a college man who was an electrical engineer, and her son teaches the electronics now at the Altoona Penn Center, you know, Penn State Center. And he has twin daughters, and one of them is an architectural engineer, and that's Hope. And Holly is some kind of a human relations, or about four letters to her degree, and I never can remember them. And they're both married now and have lovely little boys, and the earnings are tremendous. Really, I think they and their husbands make more money in a month than my father made in a year. I don't mean their husbands, they work. The husbands work too. They have babysitters. Holly said, that Hope, who lives in Baltimore, she said when the babysitter leaves at night, he cries, but when she goes out in the morning, he just waves goodbye.
Was there any kind of a union, railroad union,
not enough
when he
was working? No, not at his time.
How did you, as a Catholic, get a job in Pennsylvania?
Well, that was a later time, you see. And the boys had all gone to war, and they even needed women. The women got even working. I was in the file department. The women were working in the cars, cleaning them, you know, and that sort of thing. That's the way it first started. And of course, in the they had their own PBX, they called a private branch exchange, telephone exchange, but I never worked there. After I left, I was furloughed. They called it bumping. Your turn came and you just lost your job. And I was bumped up to closer to town. But then I decided I went to the, I was with the telephone company for about a year just before I entered. I was with the telephone people, a lovely company to work for.
Is that Bell Company?
Mm-hmm. The wages weren't as high. Do you know, I don't remember what I earned in the railroad company. I don't know whether it was high or it was better than you'd work in a department store or some of the only silk mill, the only other places there were to work at that time.
What kind of a silk mill was it on?
No.
What company did you know? I never heard of that.
We just called it the silk mill.
Where was it located?
Near the present Mercy Hospital.
Right now?
Yes.
Did you say you have two sisters or three?
Three sisters and one brother. The brother died at 54, and my three sisters are still living. We're all in our 80s. Last Christmas, my nephew, one of his, all his older aunts to come to his house, and he took pictures of us. My oldest sister will be in October the 5th, 86. I'll be 83 in December, and my Jean will be 83, of course, too. And Leona will be 80, she's 81 now. She was 81 in August. So we're an octogenarian group now. You know, it isn't nice, though, when you get older and enjoy each other's company, they don't feel like traveling that much. Once in a while, I get home, but they don't come here.
Oh, you are far away then.
But well, what it is, it's I don't want to travel alone anymore. That's not trouble. When I was a pom-pom, I'd just go up to the shopping center, get a bus, get down, get the Greyhound, and go out and even by myself, but I haven't tried that now.
Where is your brother in age? Is he older or younger than the girls?
Older. He was about 10 years older than me. He always seemed more like an uncle to me than a brother. My mother had 10 children, but in those days, the summers were hard on babies. She only raised five of us, a brother and the four of us. I can remember it was the custom to have a big frames, then pasture of Paris frames, and there was a paper in there on which was pasted four little black oblong papers and written in white ink. And Nora May Roy, so many months, and then she died. And then Clovis John, he was named for my father, Clovis John Roy, and Morgan Lewis Roy. And then another Sabina Mary Roy. And so just how many months they were when they died. And that was framed in our room for the longest time.
Did you know any of the early?
Oh no. We were the older ones.
I see. You said something about Sister Morris. Was she a Sacred Heart?
She was a Sacred Heart at the time, and a great friend of ours, who was a cousin of ours, Sister Josepha, she said, I know you don't want to get married, and I want you to meet somebody. So she took me over to meet Sister Morris, and I fell for her. I didn't become a sister for her, but I thought, well, that's because they had such jovial people. See, I was accustomed to the very strict teachers. That's about all I knew. I thought she was so congenial.
Who was that Sister Josepha you just mentioned?
Josepha, her good friend of mine, we went to the cathedral school together, Cayola Zeke. Cayola, she taught the Mary, Mary U taught her first child, and she thought so much of her in the Sacred Heart.
Was that right? You didn't want to get married, or hadn't you thought about it?
Oh, I don't know. There was a fellow I run that pestered me. No, I didn't. I didn't want to get married. I had no interest in it at all. I suppose I had the right interest in becoming a sister.
Did you get to know any other sisters in Sacred Heart?
Sister Rosa was there at the time, and she still calls me when I catch her, say hello to Dina Roy. Nobody else knows my name. You know, when Jean and I were babies, the neighbor came in and said, oh, Mrs. Roy, name the little one for me. And her name is Regina. And my mother named me Regina. Now, the only difference is a B and a G. And I thought she made it up. But a long time after I was talking to Sister, she's Ruth now, music teacher.
Sister Mary Ruth was a music teacher, but that's their name.
She mentioned one day that her brother married a girl named Rebina, and I said, is she of Scottish descent? She said, yes. I said, well, but my mother probably didn't manufacture my name then. She said that I was named for this Rebina Eaton. And she claimed, I think her brother's wife's name was Eaton too. So I put the two together, and my mother did know the woman.
Was your mother Scottish,
did you say? No, she's Irish. That's why so many of them think that I should talk French like a Frenchman. But my father was busy learning English. He taught us a few prayers and pronunciation, you know. Some of them, I should have had a better pronunciation than some of them, but that's about all. We didn't. I went to school with some whose parents taught nothing but German at home, and they didn't speak it. Others taught nothing but Italian at home, but they did not speak, but they expected me to speak French like a Frenchman, but I did not.
Was your mother born in Altoona, too?
She was born in the Broad Top, Huntingdon County. No, she wasn't born in Altoona. They met in Hotsdale. And then at that time, the Irish had no time for the Canadians, and my father courted my mother on the steps of the Methodist Church.
Where is Hotsdale? I've never heard of that.
Well, you see it on the weather maps because Burns is from Hotsdale and they tease him. They always tell you what the weather is in Bradford and Du Bois and Altoona and Hotsdale, then Altoona. He always gives the weather.
Is that Bill Burns?
And the priest who married my father and mother also married Sister Anna Marie's father and mother in Hotsdale. And she was, her people were from Hotsdale.
In the community, what are some of the missions that you've been on?
Oh my gracious. I started out teaching as a postulant. And I went to Swickley first. Sister Ann was came home to get ready for her first vows, and I took her place. She was a Cyprian, Sister Cyprian she became. And I can remember I went in the long black dress and a little, we call it a Salvation Army hat on your head, and a little lace cap. And when I got onto the train, I heard a woman whisper to someone, "Doesn't she look choked up?" The collar was tight, I guess, on my dress. "Doesn't she look choked up?" Then I went to New Brighton for a few months. I forget whose place I took there. But going to Sir Wickley, we went down on the train, and sometimes we'd really run across the tracks so we wouldn't miss the train. We could have been killed. Many a time we did that. In Sir Wickley, I remember this one time, I could see this priest in the back of the room. And he had his, there was a bookcase there. He had his arm up on the bookcase and he was just watching me. It was Bishop Boyle. He was a supervisor then.
Bishop Boyle?
Uh-huh. He was watching me teach. Sister Pierre was the principal, and at the time I was permitted to wear a velour, a felt coat and a velour hat that I had worn when I entered, and there was a pair of kid gloves in the pockets, and I said to Sister Pierre, "Do you think I should wear these kid gloves?" She said, "I think so." So they said, "Yes, it was all right." So she always called me the kid glove postulant. And they my name was too different. They changed it. I was Sister Cecilia down there in Syracuse. That's my confirmation name.
Oh, I was
so
going to say, where did they get it?
Sister Cecilia.
Mm-hmm. Did you teach little children?
Well, yes, I had tiny ones, and there was a board Grand Friday. And Sister Pierre said to me one day, sometimes she'd call me Topsy. "Topsy, what did you do to Grand Friday?" I said, "I didn't do anything to him." She said, "Well, his mother said she sends him five or six well-sharpened pencils every day, and he can tell them about any." I didn't know they were being missing, you know. interesting part, when I was sent to sub, and then in the eighth grade, I think I subbed in every grade, but I really started out to teach in high school. But in the eighth grade, one of the older sisters had to give up completely. And I just had been for 6 months there. And I would hear so many, now don't be conceited because you have the eighth grade. And you know, I took the eighth the same as I took the first, and I wasn't fit for either of them. That's true, we weren't trained to teach then. They just loved. I remember when I started in high school, I was going up in the train with Mother Pauline, who was my principal then. She turned to me and said, I wonder how you'll do. I said, what do you mean? Well, she said, you seem very affable. But I liked high school. I loved Old University. I cried when I was changed.
What were some of the high school subjects you taught? I know some
of them. Well, you teach the whole curriculum, because especially as I was principal for some years, and then you had nobody for this job, so you just took it yourself.
Where were you principal?
I was principal at the Holy Rosary, principal at the Annunciation, and principal at, no, superior at the Matrona. I said, well, I'll be gone six years. If you're good, they keep the 6 years. So I lasted the 6 years as a superior.
Then were you teaching at the same time?
Yes, yes, always. There were very few free principals. But my subject, my major sister, my minor's French. I just liked the French, you know. Mm-hmm. And, I have taught. I like math too. At one time I was teaching trig, and I had a very simplified trig that I was teaching the girls at Holy Rosary. But this time I had a group of boys, and they were hard. And I call that my Waterloo. But I survived it.
Oh. Where was that?
At Uniontown, St. John's Uniontown. Well, I liked the best the Catholic High School in Johnstown, the court. And that was an ideal place to teach, too.
Besides the little boy, are there any other students that you remember in particular? I know, that's a big question.
It's amusing. Some of them, they like to tease me, you know. I remember this day, this fellow was hanging around my shoulders, you know, and I thought, what's on this desk that interests him? That fellow leaned over and kissed me. And that whole crowd, there was a rumor there. Some of them. I saw the death in the Johnson paper of a fellow, his name, it couldn't be an older man, George Gillis. Wasn't he bald?
was he the one?
Yes, He didn't mean to be disrespectful or anything. He just wanted to do it.
Can you remember particular things about sisters that you lived with? I'm thinking especially of sisters who have died that I can't ask them or get anything about them.
Well, I'm thinking more of my teachers. A teacher who stands out in my mind is one of my best, is a sister of charity, Sister Hildegard Eichenholm. She taught us so much that wasn't in the books. General knowledge. And a very, very fair, knowledgeable woman. She stands out in my mind as my best teacher, although I had some lovely ones in high school too. One that I loved there was my first year Latin teacher, Miss McGann. Laura McGann. And I liked her so much. I loved every day of high school.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you about some things that you've noticed in the community that have changed. It's been a lot, so.
Oh, yes, and I don't go along with much of it. It's too much to me. As Cardinal Wright said, too much too soon. I agree with him. different, sometimes I think it belonged to a different rite.
Really?
The liturgy, the Sunday liturgy bothers me. I'm not the only one, of course.
Are there things that you could say have not changed?
Well, I think the very, very friendly attitude we have now. You know, we as novices, and you're novices for a good many years, didn't even speak to the professors. And, you know, I was used to talking to those from 8 to 80, and I sat at the end of the table and didn't dare open the mouth.
Even on mission?
On mission. That was when I was in Newcastle. Oh. It's the only mission I can think of any liking. And you know what I find now? I find the younger sisters are less likely to gripe and more friendly and generous than the older. We older ones are the fly in the ointment, if there are any. I think that those young ones are so lovely to us, at least to me.
The novices?
Well, all of those that couldn't become in contact with. They would be novices in our day. I don't know what you call them now.
Are there any changes? That's one change that you'd like. Are there any other changes you particularly?